Episode 1, Why Compassion Plans.
This is John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire, and you're listening to Compassion Plans with Ben Lee Davis. Let's make the world better together.
The world we live in is far from perfect. How can I effectively make a difference? This is Compassion Plans, a weekly interview to help you make the world a better place with your host, Bentley Davis.
Welcome to Compassion Plans. I'm Bentley Davis, your host. And for the first show, instead of having a guest, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about why I'm doing this. What I'd like to do is go through the questions I'm generally going to ask and why I want to ask them. And as I go through those questions, you'll see it explains a lot about why I'm doing the show. So right now, I'm starting off the conversations by asking about compassion, which some people say is reducing pain. So I want to ask the guest, what pain are they reducing? What are they trying to help? I wanted to start out with this instead of talking about their business or what they're doing or the tasks. I wanted to get at the heart of their doing. I think that'll get us excited to hear about the details because we'll know where their heart is and what they're trying to accomplish. The pain I'm trying to help with is when you're trying to do something great for society or other people, sometimes it's really hard to get the word out. So I want this podcast to be a place that people doing great things can come and share that with the world, that they'll get asked the right questions and find support. The second pain I want to solve is it's really hard to start being compassionate and live that life. So I want to provide examples for you of people that are doing that or starting that. I want you to be able to hear what their challenges were and how they worked around them, what advice they would give, and an inspirational story from hearing how they helped people and how they got on the path of that. These are people that we can emulate and that we can learn from. The next question I generally ask is, what's the plan to reduce that pain? So my plan is to have this podcast, ask people these questions, find people that you would find interesting, and I also want to give us an opportunity to support them. And then I'll ask them what inspired them. I love hearing stories about how things get started, and if they were inspired to start it, then maybe that'll inspire us too. For me, I was turning 39. My son was turning 19 or 20 at that point. And I'd been married for a couple years then, and life was starting to smooth out. It wasn't so much a struggle. I wasn't struggling to be a father, a single father. And I had an opportunity to kind of look back on my life through what they call a midlife crisis, which I'd been stretching out for 10 years because I love having that excuse. And I thought, what have I done with my life? I've been working for a great company, building websites and building technology that makes other people's jobs go faster. And that company was providing hospitality to people around the world. And I was inspired in that job by Conrad Hilton, who said, "We will achieve world peace through world travel. As we visit and live and work with other people through travel, it'll be much harder to have wars." So I love that. And that's one of the reasons why I worked there for 20 years. But now I wanted to have an opportunity to have a little bit larger impact on more people, more of a direct impact. Compassion Plans wasn't my first idea. My first plan, the problem that I was trying to solve there was that people were in such disagreement. We had all these great things we can do that people thought was important, but we couldn't agree on the actions to take. We couldn't even agree on whether the problems exist or not. So I tried to tackle that, and I came up with a tool that I think works really well, a way to organize the reasons for an idea or against it, or a statement to see whether it's correct or not. But the challenge came that I couldn't explain it well. And just like Einstein says, if you can't explain something simply, you don't know it well enough. And I realized this project will take longer than I'd expected, and it's not something that I could support my family off of or make a living doing. So I decided to take another crack at it. I'd been listening to podcasts many years, first for software development techniques, and then later for creating a startup. And the advice at that time was to, instead of trying to create a product first, find people that need you and find out what they need and provide them value immediately. And I decided that I wanted to support other people, like the people I'd met while I was working on Settle It, the people that are trying to change the world, doing deliberation and e-democracy and tools to share great information. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if someone was helping them get their word out, if someone was listening to them, if someone was asking them questions that I wanted to know the answer to. And then I realized I could ask those questions and I could post it. And Compassion Plans was born. Another question I ask is, would you share a story of a lesson you learned the hard way so that other people can learn the lesson the easy way, hopefully? And of course, this is just to give you an example of something that they had a problem with that hopefully you can avoid when you try to live your compassionate lifestyle. For me, my suggestion is make sure that you have a community that you're talking to and you've identified someone that has a pain before you go out and try and solve a pain on your own. I spent about 2 years working on Settle It. I believe if I had a community of people that I was working with on those specific issues, I would have been better at explaining it and the tool would have been better and been more utilized. So now I'm having to go back and do that. And if it turns out it's not useful, then I've wasted 2 years. That could have been spent helping a lot of people. So before you start coding, before you start building, before you start creating, find the people that have the pain and go spend time with them. Find out what they need and work with them and develop it step by step with them in the process. One of the other questions I ask is to share a time that you felt very effective in pursuing your compassion or a story of success. I don't really have any of those yet. The best I can come up with so far is that I've really enjoyed the 5 or 6 interviews I've done so far and learning things. And I think that you'll enjoy it when you're listening to it. And hearing friends of mine that say that they're hoping to hear these stories and they want to be inspired and they want to find out the tools and the opportunities out there to live a more compassionate life. This is also the first project that my wife has ever really been able to get behind. The others were technical and were not described very well. And it encourages me a lot to know that she's kind of excited to hear my podcast. She even made me let her listen to them before they were released. And that's a great feeling to know that you're doing something that people will appreciate. Also, I want to ask them what are 2 things that they spend most of their day doing. This would be for the people that are full-time doing a business or a charity. And I want us to be able to find out if we started doing that or something similar, what would it really be like? For me, right now, I'm recording podcasts and editing most of the time, working on Facebook and Twitter and communicating with people and getting people behind sharing so people can hear about it. So that's how I'm spending most of my time right now. For some people, I will also ask what's been slowing them down. I'd like to hear about the challenges, not only so that we can be aware of them before it happens, but also I'm hoping that you or I will find a solution for them. Maybe they need a new technology. Maybe they need a new process. Maybe there's a way of doing things that we can help them out with. I also ask them for any suggestions they'd have for someone else pursuing a compassionate life. This is another opportunity for us to learn from them just directly. What do we need to do? Especially when we're starting out. I also ask them about any resources or tools that they use. Like I'm using Audacity for recording right now, WordPress for the blog, Facebook and Twitter for communication, Buffer for communicating on those. And then I want to ask them, what are 2 things that we can do to help them? I hope that this will be a community of support. We'll be supporting the guests on the show and each other. And this is their chance to say what they want. I've already asked this questions of a couple people, and they've made suggestions that help other people. A common theme that I'm going to repeat here is share each other's work. We have this wonderful social media opportunity. A lot of times we're sharing work by professionals, but if you have a friend doing something, share their work, even if it's not perfect, especially if it's not perfect, share it. And I hope that you'll share this podcast on every social media opportunity you can. That'll help get the word out and help these people. And provide feedback. If my audio is not good, if the questions aren't good, if I'm bad at interviewing, which I'm getting better hopefully, tell me. Give me that feedback. Try and make it constructive. But I appreciate that because that is gold. And then I ask how they like to be contacted best. For me, that would be email's great. Bentley@compassionplans.com. There's a contact form on my page, but that just sends me an email. If you want to talk to the whole community, post something on the Facebook page, facebook.com/compassionplans, or send me a tweet, twitter.com/compassionplans, and let's get talking. Let's build this community of people that are trying to make the world a better place. We're going to have differences. Let's work them out. And that's pretty much the format of the show. I hope you enjoy. I look forward to hearing from you. Be sure and let me know if you're inspired or if you take some action based on what you've heard on the show. And thank you for being compassionate. You can get the links and notes for today's show at compassionplans.com/1. Never miss an episode by entering your email into our subscription list while you're there. If you appreciate what we're doing, go to compassionplans.com/appreciate to find out how you can spread compassion, like rating and reviewing this podcast on iTunes. Thank you so much for caring.